Good afternoon, everybody. Can you all hear me? Thumbs up if you can hear me. Thank you. Welcome to Milwaukee Mennonite Church today. I am Rachel Stolpe, and I will be worship leader today, and I'm going to stop letting people into the room. David's going to take care of that. So today is our fourth week of Advent. The theme for today is On the Road to Revelation. I really like when we use the leader books because it gives us these focus statements. And for me, it's really helpful to have a focus. On the road to Revelation, if we have faith and a willing spirit, God will show us the way. God's word to us is, I am with you. Do not be afraid. So we are going to start with our call to worship. So if you want to read with me the call to worship, and then we'll pause and light the candles, and then we'll finish the call to worship. It should be on your screen. And you can have your mics on or off. I'm good either way. We will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever.
We will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations.
We will declare that your steadfast love is established forever.
Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens.
And then all together, you are our God and the rock of our salvation. Next, we're going to Matthew Kaiser read Luke passage.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thanks, Matthew. Next is our children's time. Are there any kids here besides Matthew? Oh, Izzy and Emma are here. Great. Their screen and turn off their videos, and then the kids just keep their videos on. That works really well. And just have to get to the right view so I can see everybody. Is it just Izzy and Emma? I thought Micah was around. So today's theme is On the Road to Revelation. Do you guys know what revelation means? What about Sloopy? Does he know?
He's not telling.
He's not?
Yeah, I think he knows, but he's not telling me. He's too busy playing with his toy.
So we can think about Revelation like a present. It's like a box all wrapped up. You don't know what it is until you open it. We also hear phrases like, and now for the big reveal. And someone takes a cover off of a surprise with a flourish. That is what Revelation is. It's to make something known and to find out what it is. And that thing that you find out is super exciting. So today we just heard the story where some really exciting things were revealed in the story. Can you guys remember what we heard? What was revealed?
Like that Jesus was going to be born.
Yep. So let's see if we can find out what was the big reveal. That was an angel, right? That was revealed, and the angel revealed to Mary, hey, Mary, there's going to be a baby. Mm-hmm. And the angel also revealed to Joseph that Mary is going to have a baby. This time of year is when a lot of things will be revealed to us, like what's inside that really big box under the Christmas tree. But we also want to remember that Jesus was revealed to us. Jesus, whose name means the Lord saves, and he saves all of us. And that is a big revelation too. Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for sending the angel to reveal to Mary, to reveal that Mary was going to have a baby. Thank you for sending Jesus to save us all. Help us to reveal Jesus' love to everyone we meet. Amen. Adults, if you want to turn your video back on, you can. You don't have to, whatever you want to do. Today, instead of a regular reflection, I thought we could do sort of a different take on Lectio Divina. So we'll do Mary's song three times and we'll reflect on it and we'll think about it and see what comes to us. But we'll do it first. We're going to read it this way. Then we'll sing it together. I hope you guys have your purple spiral book together with you. Sing the story. And then we'll look at some visuals. And I think when we do it with these passages that are so familiar to us, that it's really interesting to find out what sticks out and what we hear and if we get it in different ways. So Rebecca's going to read this for us.
Mary's Song of Praise from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever."
We'll just take a few minutes while it's up on the screen just to sort of think and see if there's anything that maybe you heard it in a different way for the first time. So if you guys want to grab your, if you need it, I know a lot of you have it up in the vault, but if you want to grab your purple book, 124, My Soul Cries Out, and we can, David's going to play guitar and sing, and you can sing along, but probably keep yourself muted because otherwise it might get a little messy.
My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great. And my spirit sings to the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on the servant's plight and the weakness you did not spurn. From east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears till the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me. In your rosy last from the depths of the past and to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame through the those who would love you. I'd put the strong to fight, and the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone shall be left on stone. Let the king be aware, for the justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, and the world is about to turn. Sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice your tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us in the conquerors' crushing grasp. From saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spear and rod will be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Thanks, David. So, speaking of turning, it just got dark while David, just before he was going to sing, and he's like in the dark trying to read his music. If you were wondering why he was like, couldn't read anything. Let's see. So now we are going to look at some visuals. This is when it kind of works out that we are meeting on the computer, because it would be a little bit harder to do this at church in the building, because at this time of day, there'd be like weird shadows all over our screen. But so I found this image, and wanted to share it with you. And we're going to take a little bit of time to just to look at it and just take it in and see what pops out at us. So now, if anybody has anything they want to share from anything that they heard when we read it, or with the song, or these pictures, I just really, really love this first picture. It's just so bright, and the joy, and the, I mean, so often, we're just given images that are just really contemplative and serious, and I think that they were really happy. And I can just, like, to me, it's Mary and Elizabeth, and I love the words on there. It's just, so I was just wondering if anybody else has anything to share, this is your chance.
Yeah, Rachel, I love the colors. I love the colors on that too, that they represent the joy that is to come, the promise. So yeah, I mean, the colors and the flowers just really capture that mood.
I'm really appreciating the progression from the Magnificat, both read and sung, because I typically think of the Magnificat as Mary's song and see it as a very revolutionary song, which I love for all kinds of reasons, political as well as theological. And thinking about it in conjunction with these images on the screen, which are both incredibly lovely, reminds me that the song itself emerged out of the meeting of Mary and Elizabeth, and that sisterhood and that being together and being there for each other. That's just a really helpful context for thinking about what gives rise to such hopeful revolutionary sentiment.
I find the image on the left, just to me, it shows the sisterhood that Sarah mentioned, I think. It's just a beautiful image of two women sharing so intimately. And you can see that in what I think is an angel or between them, just because they both had that experience of an angel appearing to them, and then just the wonder of that and feeling so amazed and blessed, and then also some fear, I'm sure, and then the babies that they were going to receive and then raise.
I've been looking at these pictures for a few days now, and especially the one on the left. I just realized that it says joy above their heads. Like, I just hadn't noticed. I just thought that was like a sun or a flower or something. And then all of a sudden I realized that it's subtly says joy. And that's why I like to do exercises like this, get out of my little ADD, can't repeat things, short attention span, and like really spend some time with things.
So for me, I've been noticing the one on the right, and it's interesting to me, the colors seem a little bit more washed out, muted, which speaks to me about hearing this news. And then also there's no faces in terms of the particulars of their eyes and noses and such, which I think is fascinating. And then just the motion, the circular motion, I also find to be quite powerful.
It's like a Rorschach. The abstract image in the middle, Rachel, you thought it was an angel. I thought it was an embryo.
I was thinking it was a dove representing the Holy Spirit.
I like all of those interpretations. I told you guys recently I was reading Richard Rohr's Universal Christ, and in there there's a place where he talks about Mary saying yes to being sort of like bearing and birthing Christ. And he universalizes that to like the choice that we make each and every day. And then I listened to an interview with him, and the question was, how long do you pray every day? And he said, I pray until I'm able to say yes. And in his book, he referred to that being Mary's, what she's saying here is yes.
We can have more time to respond after the song I'm going to play. And I've mentioned this before, but my absolute favorite, my absolute favorite Christmas album is the Peter, Paul, and Mary Christmas album from the Peter, Paul, and Mary Christmas album. It's like 1992, I don't know. And I just think it is the best Christmas album ever. And I know that's open for discussion, but the leader book just suggested to share I Wander as I Wander. So that's what I'm gonna do. And so we can wonder, we can't wander, but we can wonder, keep wondering about this week and this season, and we can share some more after the song.
If Jesus had wanted for it. come forth to die for poor, ornery creatures like you and like I.
Let's close this time with prayer. It's on the screen if you want to join me. God, you come to us with the words, "Do not be afraid."
Yep.
We lack faith and trust in your ways.
We want to respond like,
I am your servant.
Give us humbling hearts, willing hearts to follow your call. Amen. People of God, people on the road, as you go forth, find rest and security in the knowledge that the God you serve is faithful. A God who promises, whose promises will be fulfilled. Go in peace.